I want to change it around just a little bit. He may have to step out, so I'm going to go ahead and let, representing District Four, Commissioner James Kelly.
Of course, I know about everybody in here. I was sitting up there looking at Andy. Worked together for years, but first of all, I want to say, old country boy, save my grace.
Amen.
And that's, I still mean that, you know. But anyway, you know, I was sitting at the hospital today. I've been at the hospital all day and just come straight here. I got a brother that's real sick, and I'm going to probably leave right after this, or before, and go back down. But I was thinking about what could I say tonight that the people would listen to. You know, people won't listen. That's a known fact. People will not listen. But anyway, I thought about the three common questions that people ask. The three common questions that people have asked me over the years about commission, you know. And number one, I'll be somewhere, people will run up to me and say, "You my county commissioner, road commissioner." I said, "No, that's wrong. I'm not your county road commissioner." The road commission job was taken away from us back in 1990 or 92. I can't remember exactly. We are county commissioners. We have nothing to do with the roads no more than when Jeff stands before us at a commission meeting that we can direct his working force or direct him, but we can't go out here on a job nowhere and tell him nothing to do. It's unethical. Nothing to do. But we can direct him when he's in our meetings. But Jeff does a good job for what money he has or what money comes in to the county. I mean, I get mad at him sometimes and talk to him ugly, but I can do that, but I can't direct his working force. You know, the other day, me and him, and once a month, he'll come up, me and him will ride the roads in the county, and I can point out things to him. He said, "Mr. Kelly, I ain't got the money to do that." Well, I said, "Let's work towards that, you know." And he don't have a lot. People think we eat up with money. We're not. You know, we get just a little, let me give you just a little breakdown. And what I'm going to tell you right now is not exactly the way it's broke down, but it's the best I can explain it because it's a lot of percentage to it. You know, you got a gas tax out here, 38 cents a gallon on gas, I believe it is. Well, all that money, people think, well, I'm going to buy gas in Jefferson County or Bibb County where we'll get that tax. That's not the way it works. Every bit of that money goes to Montgomery. Every bit of it. We don't get a dime of it yet. So, for the best I can tell you, keep you getting into real deep details, every county in the state gets 9 cents of that money. It's not exactly that, but, you know, it's best I can tell you without going into long detail. Well, after that, 9 cents goes to every county, then see, we get 18 cents of it back. Every county gets 18 cents. I mean, that's how the state appropriates it. Well, like I say, everybody gets 9 cents of that. Now, here's our office manager. He can tell me what I'm getting wrong, but on money, because he sort of looks after that, him and the auditor down there. But the other 9 cents goes strictly by population. It don't make no difference if you've got 1,000 miles of road, somebody else over here has got 50. If they got 300,000, you got 50, they're going to still get another 9 cents. I think we get 1 cent. Is that right, Derek? And it, really, I mean, you know, we get 1 cent. We get, it's old saying, the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer, you know. And you take a lot of 1% is a lot of money for what comes in on tax. But you take people like Jefferson, Tuscaloosa, Baldwin, all them people gets the other 9 cents of that where we get 1 cent. And it's nothing we can do about it because that comes through legislature. And I try to explain that to people. Another question I get all the time is, when can you pave my road? I said, well, you first place you got to talk to Jeff McKinney. He's our person that's over the roads. And I'm sure that he'll tell you about what I would tell you today. Because, you know, you take 1 mile of pavement, 1 mile, $700,000, 1 mile, that's what it costs. 3 mile road out here on Coldwater Road was $2 million, 3 mile. To put tar and gravel on a road, it costs between $65,000 and $70,000 for a mile of road, tar and gravel. That's the reason why we can't do a lot. You have to get a federal grant, and that's going away from us too. Can't get federal grants no more. They taking all that away from us this year. Wasn't it this year? So we're going from here to here and now on down here. And it's nothing the counties can do about it. That comes from the state. Legislative tax, gas tax was passed a few months ago. I think it hurt us instead of helping us. Because what they done, like we was getting $600,000 a year for roads. And they taking that $600,000 away from us. It might have been $5,000 we're getting. I can't remember numbers too much. But then in turn, we got $800,000, but they're taking our grants away from us, federal grants. Can't get no federal grants no more. This is the last road in state, Bibb County, you can get a grant on. Last road. And all the way we got that, worked on it 9 years because it was an old state road, which had a right of way, and we worked on it in that respect. And it needed, it's a tough road. We went to see John Cooper, which is over all the highways in the state of Alabama, several times. I even carried the senators. I carried representatives with me. And some more commissioners went. And we had, you know, we had help. We didn't, we never would have got it. And I was talking to Jeff today about that. He said, you know, we come that close to losing the grant on it because the lower part of the road didn't have enough traffic count. Upper from McElroy Lane back this way, had plenty of traffic count on it, but the lower part didn't. But we was lucky enough to get it. So anyway, that's just a little bit of breakdown to let you know what it costs the road. It's not just like you can go out here and say, well, I'm going to pay this road today. It don't work that way. I wish it did if it did have a road in the county. When I come out this morning going to the hospital, from my house to Coldwater Road, it's about 300 feet yards. I counted 11 potholes. And if you think I couldn't do something about it, I would. I would. It'd be a shame a county commissioner can't get his old road paid, ain't it? But that's a fact. That is a fact. I have to wait till my turn. I can call Jeff. I said, Jeff, would you come patch these holes for me? If I could direct him, I'd have him up there tomorrow. But I can't. And he said, Mr. Kelly, when I get all these lists that I got here done, I'll come get yours. And that's the way it works. That's just the way it works. But anyway, and sometimes, you know, I can put just a little more talking to him, maybe get him come just a little bit early, but sometimes I can't. And another thing people are asking me, hey, can you haul me a load of gravel on my driveway and get it pushed with a loader, road patrol? I said, no, I can't. Well, Mr. So-and-so back years ago did. I said, yep, that's changed. That changed along with a lot of other laws. I said, yeah, I got a friend. I went to ethics class. Back when you come commission, you have to go to a 50-hour class. And you get 50 hours of management, bridge, roads and bridge, and ethics class and another one. And we had a man that come in. I knew him well. He was from Limestone County. And he come in telling me, he is a commissioner, road commissioner. I think 14 counties has still got road commissioners. The rest of them not. Engineers are the road commissioner. So he told me, he said, he had a breakdown one morning in one of his dump trucks. And he was at this road. And the reason why he was telling this, he was helping Jim Summers, which is over ethics laws, help teaching the class and telling us young commissioners what we better not do. Or what we do if you want to go behind the bars, do this and you'll go behind the bar. But anyway, this feller dumped this load of slag. His truck broke down, and it happened to go in this man's driveway. A woman saw it. First thing she does was call ethics law. Well, they come and they didn't prosecute him, but he come very close. But he had to come up with all the records where this truck had broke down and had it fixed and all that. And that's how serious it is. You know, we can't even, if we meet together, you know, the sunshine law, three commissioners can't sit down and talk. Can't be two. Three commissioners cannot sit down and discuss anything. That's unethical. 2 years ago, they come out with ethics laws. It was unbelievable. I can't go out and buy Keith's lunch if there's nothing wrong. I mean, if he can't buy mine, I wish he could, but he can't. But that's just some of the things that we have to put up with, you know, along this way. And getting back, if I don't spend too much time, getting back to some of the tax money we get from the state. We get so much a year, a month, a quarter. I don't keep up with that because that's not in my role. Like 2 cent fund money. That 2 cent fund money is a matching fund if we have a federal grant. That 2 cent fund, it comes in, Jeff don't actually get it, but he has paperwork to sign. Like Coldwater Road, it was $2 million. We had to pay a 20% match, which is $400,000. And you don't think it's hard for Bibb County to get $400,000. He has to save so long. Every grant road he gets, but that's gone. But prior to that, he had to save 20% matching funds. And that's tough to do because he don't really get, y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, we have a 4 cent fund. It's what they call R&R. It's where you take, you get paid back money that you go out and work on shoulders of roads, curbs, water pipes, or either culverts. That's how Jeff gets the money to pay his employees, working and getting a reimbursement back off that R&R money. Well, we got another, what is a 5 cent fund. It works on, it helps buy equipment or helps on dirt roads. And just, it's a lot of little things, but that's just two of the major things. If he wants to buy a piece of equipment, he has to take the money out of five cent account to do that. And the other one is 7 cent. He gets in a general fund. That's how he pays his bills. That's how he pays his workforce, and so on. But it's a tight road. And but you know, I just want to talk about the three things that I get asked about a lot. But that's the three of the most common things since I've been a commissioner. And I've been fortunate to sit on some good commissioners. You know, like I said, I went to school. Everybody's required to go 50 hours. And then you want to take your advanced course for another 50 hours. But, you know, I've learned more under some good commissioners. I'm talking a lot right now. And I talk a lot anyway. But I've had some good commissioners I sat under that I listened to. And you just don't learn what you need to do over 3 or 4 years, it takes 5 years to get your feet on the ground and learn things. And you know, I've sat on some good ones. I work with some good ones on a commission, and I sit there and listen to them. Sometimes I don't say nothing, but you know, I don't agree with them all the time, but you can learn from them. I got one on the board with me now that I listen to. I won't call no names because I ain't campaigning for nobody. But over the years, and I've been there longer than anybody. I've been there longer than any commissioner we got. I hope some more stays there a long time. But it's tough when you have to have two or three new commissioners on board with you, and them was like me, not no beans. You know, you gotta start from the ground up. And I appreciate being here tonight. And y'all pray for my brother. He's real sick. Thank you.